Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You don't just play with her.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. You know, if you want to talk to us, you can call us. Men's, can we launch that thing?
Oh, yeah, I got to turn that on.
It's our number here is 415-992-7392. And you can call up and you can ask us any sex question, relationship question, comments on what we're talking about, whatever you want. Call us. Say hello. We have a good time here. So if you want, also, okay, we're having this Facebook event, which is awesome. If you want 3 months of Sex with Emily, 3 free months of Sex with Emily, all you have to do is like the Sex with Emily Facebook page, and every day one person has been randomly selected to win a free Sex with Emily membership. If you're already a fan, you're still eligible, but we love to give you away some free Sex with Emily. So go like the page now, sexthefacebook.com/sexwithemily. And we're Friends with Benefits member. You get 30 minutes free of Fire TV, F-Y-R-E TV, which is like the Netflix of porn. I think it's even better than Netflix, to be honest. I was watching Netflix on a friend's TV the other day. Mm-hmm. I think their user interface is even better. It's 30 minutes free of porn, any kind of porn you want, and we'll give that to you. And today's show, we're talking about, we've got some finishing up to do. We were doing a show on cheating, and we were moving through some really important points that I think we have to finish. And we're also going to be talking about the art of seduction. Plus, we'll be reading your emails, and some topics include going topless, ejaculating quickly, rediscovering the single life, and orgasms during foreplay versus orgasms during sex. What up, Menace?
What's going on? How was your weekend? It's Monday.
I know.
Mondays
are tough sometimes.
Why?
Historically. I think I'm sort of trained like a lot of people, like Sunday night, like you're having a great weekend, everything's good, and then Sunday you're like, oh, I got to deal with Monday, and then there's a lot going on, and then your brain sort of... Like, I'm really good at shutting off sometimes, so I think I sort of shut off. And then today I was like, whoa, it's Monday. There's a lot to do.
Yeah. My coworker was trying to get me to jump out of a plane this weekend.
Why didn't you?
I wasn't going to do it. Hell no, I ain't going to do
that. Why, you scared? You scared?
Shit. Hell no.
Wow, where? Like up in Napa or something?
No, Santa Cruz. I don't go to Napa.
I always think about people jumping out of planes in Napa.
Yeah, not going to happen. On both, going to Napa and jumping out of a plane in Napa.
I understand. Not going to do it. Okay. So but, what did you do anything?
Yeah, I did too.
Equivalent of that?
I saw, I went to a, I felt very hip.
Oh.
I went to a show, this new artist that I'm really excited about. Her name is Doe Eye. So Google Doe Eye and you can check out her music. She's really good. She had a show at an art gallery.
Oh my God. They only had white wine. What did you do?
Oh, no. They had champagne, which
okay.
I love.
Oh,
so that's
love
fine.
Champagne, right.
They had champagne, strawberries, and all that kind of stuff. But they had a bar that I like around the corner. And I'll tell you how classy I am because I didn't know that there was an opener for the show.
Right.
And the opener was breaking the rules.
Okay.
When you're an opener and not many people know your music,
right?
You have a short set. Your set should be like 25 minutes right. at most.
Totally.
The set was like...
You're the opener.
The set was like an hour.
No one tells them though. Is there like rules? Like if you're going to be the opener, like you only...
No one's going to stop you in the middle of it. So then me and my buddies, because we're classy, there was a liquor store down the street. So we went to the liquor store, bought some bottles, and then, you know, do the classic, take the 1 liter of Coke and pour it halfway out and then pour all the alcohol in it.
Right.
So,
In high school.
I was being very classy up in the art gallery and drinking a large amount of alcohol.
Oh, that's good.
And then that was fun. And then the next day, I never really go out in my neighborhood too much.
You have a great neighborhood.
And come to find out, there's tons of bars and beautiful women.
I know.
Right down the street from where I'm at.
Right on Polk Street.
I was like, what the hell is this?
Is that what you're talking about?
Polk Street, Russian Hill? I didn't really want to give out the streets where I live. But
why? Because I know that's not near you, but that's like the closest neighborhood.
That is the closest, that is the closest, going out.
And
area.
You had no idea. It was like, oh my God, look at this
crazy
gold mine. Right.
But,
so did you meet anyone interesting?
No, but do you know what I did do?
Tell me.
This guy, he was, because in the area that I live, it's very white. Very white, you know, Abercrombie looking dudes and all this stuff. But then I saw that are like super fit and all these things. And then I saw this one guy, he was like, he was like really heavy set, but he had this like really going out, his personality was really outgoing.
Right.
And I could tell him, and he was just macking all these chicks. And then so I ended up going to the bar, getting a drink right next to him, and I was like, hey, man, props, dude. I see you macking all these chicks. He's like, oh, thanks, man. Da, da, da. So I, you know, helped him build up his confidence
a little bit.
And I saw him walking off talking to more chicks.
I love it. That perfectly ties into what we're talking about today is how to seduce a chick.
Yeah.
And how to seduce a man.
He had
the vibe. He had the energy. Some guys can nail it.
Yeah.
And some guys can't. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how people can be that guy at the bar that you're like, wow, why are all those chicks attracted to him?
Chicks were just coming up to him like crazy.
And he wasn't particularly... Or was he really attractive?
I mean, I don't really look into his looks. Into his looks, but you know, he didn't look like every other guy in the bar. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And he was just macking. So I
what
had
does
to
that
give,
mean macking? Like picking up? Like lots of chicks were around him?
Yeah, he just like kept on, you know, talking to girls, and girls were just talking for a long time.
Right.
And
it's about having like personality, just having confidence.
The vibe. Yeah.
He had the vibe. He had it going on.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
And then I told myself, maybe I should go out a little bit more.
You should.
In this area.
You totally should go out in that area. Yeah. I went out in my area on Friday night, too, which is really fun.
I didn't even go
home from work. Like, I went for drinks because I was having just like a kind of a stressful day, like lots of changes, lots of things going on. And I was going to go home first. I was going to go to the gym. And then this guy that I've been seeing, whatever, call me. He's like, I'm in the bar in the Mission with some friends. And then I met him and some friends, and we just drank. And everything was better. I felt less stressed. Had some alcohol. And then we went to a bunch of other bars, too, and all in the Mission District, which was fun. Like, I can say my neighborhood, because it's not really my neighborhood. It's near my neighborhood. It's a bunch of hipsters walking around. It was a nice night.
Yeah, I
brought my dog
Mission.
With me. And the Mission allows you to bring your dog into every single bar.
God.
But by mistake, I attached her to a chair that the chair was too light, and I wasn't paying attention, and she was walking all over the bar with a chair attached to her.
How are
and
you
everyone
not
was taking pictures of that? She thought it was funny.
Oh,
and then I took her to the beach, and I don't have her today because I took her to the beach. That was Friday night, and it was fun. And it was
you lost her at the beach.
I lost her. I did lose her at the beach twice, three times. So she didn't know her way around. And I took her to the beach. My friend has a beach house at Stinson Beach, which is beautiful up north from here. And so she was playing with a puppy right in front of the house, and she was fine. And everyone's like, Emily, you better watch your dog. You better watch your dog. I'm like, I'm watching my dog. And then I went inside to get something. I came back out. She was gone. So I had to run up and down the beach. Like I couldn't. It's like miles and miles of this beach. But finally, I found her three houses down. She was in like some neighbor's house just hanging out. So I almost lost my puppy.
Should have.
So she stayed at the beach because then I had a party to go to in Sonoma.
Oh, God.
So I was at Stinson Beach. I drove an hour to Stinson Beach. Went to a friend's party. We all hung out. Guys, girls, fun.
Oh, you know, just hanging.
No sex on my part. Although my friend, who has not gotten laid in a really long time, I'm really happy for some guy came that she had sex with. So that was really good.
Oh, that's cool.
We were really excited about that.
Did you high-five it?
We totally high-fived it. And then I had a party in Sonoma, which I'm sure you would have loved. So I drove from Stinson Beach for another hour to Sonoma without my dog, who is still at the beach right now. She's loving it. Yeah. I hope she doesn't run away yet.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had another friend's birthday party in Sonoma, and it was outdoor. It was like a fly fishing party outdoors.
Fly fishing party?
Yeah, mostly people were just drinking and listening to music. But there was at a fly fishing ranch.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet. But there was like alcohol and
that's cool.
performances, and it was super fun. Yeah, I had a great time. And then yesterday I just like hung out and worked and like sat on the couch and
vegged.
Didn't do anything. Vegged. It was awesome. But my brain, I didn't feel great, and my brain sort of shut down. And then today, it wasn't as open to business. Open
to do a show?
As much, to do a show. What?
Yeah, but we're here. We're doing it.
We're totally doing it. I just wanted to tell you that. So, yeah. So things are good. And that was my weekend.
How much porno did you watch?
I did not watch enough porn this weekend. I didn't watch porn. I watched some stuff I had to watch for school.
I heard you're
from my sex school. What?
Oh, your sex school though makes you watch weird stuff.
Weird, like people having sex with horses and stuff, but not really. I mean, sometimes.
I'm eating soup right now, by the way, everybody.
Is that what you're slurping?
Yeah.
It looks really good.
I don't. You want a bite of it?
Not really.
Okay.
I already ate it. I don't feel that good. I mean, my stomach. I'm not.
Yeah. I never get to eat lunch until like 10 minutes before.
I know. I love that you come and you're so busy and you've got so much going on. Okay. We could do some sex in the news if we feel like it.
All right.
I think it might be fun. Okay. Coming soon, Hysteria, the movie. So do you know what they call female hysteria? Like it's about the female orgasm and the advent of the vibrator.
Everyday life.
Female hysteria. So back like the time of Freud, they or for a long time, they were talking about when women had sexual issues, they were like, it was called hysteria. And it's all about the female orgasm and the advent of the vibrator. And it stars Maggie Gyllenhaal and Hugh Dancy.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Whatevs. Can't ever say it. She's going to be in it. And it's a really important film because hysteria was like this big thing. Women, everyone
she's
thought
not
she was
hot,
crazy.
So
like,
I probably won't
doctors
watch it.
Used to masturbate. She's not hot?
No.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
I never know with you who you're going to think is hot.
Maggie Gyllenhaal's not hot.
She's a...
Or Jennifer Parker.
Who's that?
I mean, Parker.
Don't know who that is either.
Jennifer... No, Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. You don't think she's hot either.
Can't believe that they put her on, like... all these fashion shows.
I know.
They put her on, oh, she's so amazing and elegant and blah, blah. I'm like... Do you see what she looks like?
I know. Did you ever think she was attractive?
Hell
though? Like,
no.
Never, not even
but
in
dude, you know what?
Sometimes,
sometimes she has her moments, like
a brief fleeting moment,
like for like 5 seconds, and then I realize who it is, and then I'm like,
and then you're like, I'm so not down with that.
And none of my guy friends think she's hot.
I know it's weird. I think she's more of a chicks thing. I think chicks think she's hot and cool, and like the whole Sex and the City thing, and she had cute clothes, but maybe she's not sexualized by our society.
She is not.
People are not masturbating, jacking off to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Or Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Or Maggie Gyllenhaal. But they're like...
Maybe her brother.
He's hot. I saw him once in LA. He's so hot, I almost left my date. I was like, I'm going to be right back. I was with this guy that I was... This was probably like a long time ago. Some guy who ended up hating me after we dated. But not that happens all the time. 8 years ago, probably 9 years ago, and I saw him, and he was dating someone that he broke. Who was he dating? I can't remember, but he wasn't with her, and we had made eye contact. I swear to God, we had this moment, and I was like, I'm dumping this guy right now and going after you.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm going to be in LA on Thursday.
I know. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying in West Hollywood at a friend's house.
Okay, cool.
And it's...
You have to wear, like, get all dressed up and stuff?
For the VMAs? You know, I don't really. I mean, I'll dress better than I usually dress.
Right.
But I'm not going to wear a tuxedo or anything.
What are you going to do in LA? Are you going to like run around and be crazy or do you really have to work the whole time?
No, this time actually I don't have to work for the first 2 days that I'm there. So it's going to be very interesting.
So we'll miss
Every
you.
Time I go to LA, so many things happen in one day.
I know. It's crazy. So you're going Thursday morning? Are you driving? Flying?
Thursday evening. Driving.
So you'll be here Thursday?
Yeah.
Just need to know. Okay. So, This is interesting, Menace. This article on news story on swinging, I thought you'd appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
Swinging so successfully. Are swinger clubs stealing sex market share from prostitution?
Uh-oh.
So researchers are saying that internet access increases swinging and increases the demand for single men who wish to participate in swinger clubs. What does it mean for society when swinging has become so destigmatized that swingers don't feel the need to hide? So basically they're saying that the internet is making it a lot easier for people to swing now, and so they're no longer going to prostitution. They're not no longer going to prostitutes because they can swing. That it's becoming much more norm.
I saw prostitutes for the first time in a long time today.
Where? In the city?
I mean, not today. And over the weekend.
Did you go visit them?
No, but they were hanging out on the street corner by this bar that I was at, and I can't believe that it's just so blatant.
Yeah.
You know?
Where were you? It was like amazing. In the tenderloin?
They called it the Tender Knob. It's like
that's where you were.
Tenderloin and Knob Hill right. meet each other in San
exactly.
Francisco. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, always.
And it was it was so crazy to me. One time I got dropped off in the wrong area. I thought I was somewhere else.
Right.
And I was left in like the hood.
Right.
And it was all hooker trannies.
Awesome. San Francisco. You never know
where
you're going to find.
Amazing. Yeah. I couldn't believe like I was in such a bad area that there was hooker trannies. Like you would think hooker trannies would be in certain other parts of the city.
Right.
Not in like.
They're all over. You just got to look.
In the ghetto.
Yeah. No, they're that's especially in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good town we live in.
It's so diverse.
It's so diverse. Hooker trannies. Okay. So it means. So back to swinging. So one economist says the answer is this. It means more swinging, more radical sex for swingers, and an economic bite out of the prostitution market. So basically, yeah, people are swinging. They think that the studies are showing that people are swinging more because it's easier to find a swinging partner.
Yeah, but I thought you have to get into that, you would have to have like a significant other. You can't just be a single guy
if you want to be a swinger. You have to have a partner, but it's just they're making it easier. Like you can find a partner that you're sleeping with and bring them to a swinger party or something. Like some casual thing. It doesn't have to be like you're a couple.
I wonder if this is going, I mean, what areas of the country and the world where swinging is just rampant. You know? Of course here because we're a bunch of wackos.
Here in San Francisco, you mean?
Yeah, but I want to know like, you know, Missoula, Montana.
Michigan. There's like rumors that like in this town that my brother lives, like that everyone's swinging. Like everyone, they get to a certain age and they're all swinging. There's always rumors.
You never know if it's really going down, though.
Right, but I want to know. We'll get more swingers on the show. We haven't had a swinger lately. People love the swingers.
Do they, or do you love the swingers?
I love the swingers. We're going to have more.
Email us, feedback@sexwithemmy.com
exactly.
If you love the swingers.
If you love the
or
swingers.
Or call us.
Call us. Yeah, what's our number?
Oh, I just forget the number.
415-992-7392.
All right.
Hey, Jane Fonda says she used testosterone to enhance her sex life.
Really?
Yep. She used testosterone. She says she, 73-year-old Fonda admitted she discovered testosterone about 3 years ago. I'd be afraid, like, I'd start growing hair in weird places.
Yeah, I thought that makes
penis,
you manly.
Although I would like a penis for a day.
A penis for a day.
I would love a penis. I don't think you grow a penis, though. But yeah, it helps you with your sex life and all that. She admitted to using testosterone. I think a lot of women do. Yeah. Jane Fonda, she's 73. Yeah, like as part of their process, they start losing their sexual desire.
Does it make them more aggressive?
Uh-huh. Makes them more aggressive, exactly.
Like aggressive sexually.
It
like
makes
they
them
really
want, desire sex
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to pounce on men.
They just want. Yeah. Okay. Study came out. They made a study about teens who have sex in committed relationships are less likely to be delinquents, which I guess makes sense. If you're committed as a teen, you're not less likely to be a delinquent. But teens who are sexually active and in relationships are less likely to show antisocial behavior when compared to those who are not having sex at all. Teens who are involved in casual sex out of relationships are more likely than either to be in antisocial behavior. So they're asking like teens to commit now and saying that I don't know if this is like some kind of Christian message or something, but teens who are committed are less likely to be juvenile delinquents.
Oh my God. I was watching the worst story last night on Dateline NBC.
Okay. What was it?
It was about these two teenage girls. Right? You know, always honor roll or, you know, really succeeding and blah, blah, blah. And then they start dating this thug guy for a year. And they know that they're dating the same guy. So all they did was argue over the internet for a year straight. And then they started getting braver where they started meeting up in places and running into each other. And then just one night, this chick just shows up to attack the other girl, and then the other girl stabs her and kills her.
Come on, what was it? Where was this?
It was on Dateline NBC.
It's crazy.
And it just, the people are just insane out there.
I know. It's really scary.
But it gets me thinking about the teen relationships and the teen moms. Oh, man, it is. I need you to get cable.
I'm getting it this week. I'm getting it this week for real. It's on my list.
Yeah.
Teen Mom show on it. I did watch that once. That MTV Teen Moms. How do they keep finding more and more Teen Moms? Is it true what they say that these moms that teenagers are watching?
No, they're just making that up.
So there's just always a 16-year-old teen to put on
television. Of course, in Middle America, dude, there's so much white trash out there,
yeah.
And they're amazing. I mean, they're just out of their mind. And I tweeted, and I got a lot of responses over the weekend after watching that. And I go, are they going to realize when they go back, when they go like 10, 20 years down the line and they go back to watch this video, are they going to realize that they were assholes or just out of their mind? Or is that just going to really affect them so much that they're not even going to realize that they were that insane?
I hope that we all evolve over time and you go back. Like if I look at something in my 20s, I wonder what I would think of myself if I was different. Or 16, my teens. I mean, you're not evolved. You're not.
Yeah, and now they're taking care of kids, and they're just arguing.
And they're terrible parents. Like, that's so sad. Are the kids, awful. Like, left out in the car and stuff? Do they do stupid shit like that?
No, but they're just constantly arguing in front of their children and stuff
parents,
like that.
Yeah. Like, the 16-year-old parents. It's so depressing.
And this one chick, oh, my God, I was watching one where she was so mad because her baby daddy started cheating on her 2 weeks before she gave birth.
Oh,
and then left her to go hang out with this other girl and be with this other girl. So she was so upset because their relationship continued, him with this other chick. And now she always gives him crap saying, I don't want her around my baby, blah, blah. And then they just kind of, same thing with social media, started going back and forth. The new chick would take pictures with the baby and put it online, all this stuff.
That's torturous, though. If you're a mom and you, the new girl, woman, yeah. comes in, I have friends dealing with this now who are like, have divorced and have like the new parent coming yeah. in. But this is like young kids. Yeah, that's
not yeah. And she was just like, I don't want her around my baby. This is, you know. But you have to kind of get over that because this guy doesn't want to be with you. And then she was saying, oh, I'll be perfectly fine with everything if he was with me and all this stuff.
Oh my
so
God.
She's just jealous. And
you just get sucked into this? This is the 16 and pregnant?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Right. That's why
you're
I
just
love
like,
watching
it's like a
it.
Gate. You're like mouth is agape. You're like watch. It's like watching a train wreck.
I feel I'm so bad for these people.
I know, me too.
Because they're not in the right mind.
No, but are they on drugs and stuff? Or they're just
no, they're just
They're just 16
crazy.
And having a baby, and yeah. why not? Yeah. Use condoms, everyone. Mm-hmm. Condoms are important. Birth control pills are soon to be paid for by the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. New healthcare plan. Just everyone should start using birth control so we don't have to watch you on television. Mm-hmm.
What brand is Obama going to go with?
For condoms or for birth control? Yeah,
both.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's a birth control brand.
There's a lot of birth control brands.
Oh.
Like for women?
That stick
pills?
Out? Yeah.
No. I don't remember the name. I don't remember the names, but there's lots of different ones. Whatever your doctor subscribes to, and usually it's like $30-$40 a month, but now it'll be like free pill. It's amazing. I know. So maybe we won't have these television shows anymore, but I guess we always will. Okay, a man super glues condom to penis to save on safe sex.
What?
The 43-year-old father of five told doctors he and his wife don't want any more children. Their obvious solution was to start using condoms, but the condoms Nicolay Papavosi's wife bought were a bit roomy. The coupled solution for the small problem was not to buy new condoms that did fit, but to make the big ones fit one way or another. They used super glue to glue the condom onto the man's penis.
Oh, God.
This did not only solve the size issue, but they could also reuse the condom, so they thought. After sex, the couple realized the condom was stuck and wouldn't come off. Make a TV show about these people.
Yeah.
After trying everything they could think of, Nicole went to the local medical clinic for help. He even said that he thought the condom could be used several times and he wanted it stuck in his penis so he could use it. These people are
yeah.
dumb. You super glue a condom to your penis and that's a good idea. Just go
I
and
would,
buy smaller condoms.
I would love to have a camera on these people.
Me too. Oh my God. That's so dumb. Condoms. Yeah. Okay. Lust for sex depends on size of brain. Australian scientists have found out what part of the brain is responsible for sexual attraction between people. The bigger that part of the brain is, the faster, more intense a man's excitement is.
What about women?
It's about men. The part of the brain has the size of an almond. When you feel sexual irritants, the amygdala will respond faster than any part of the brain. So it was already believed it was responsible for attraction between animals. But after examining 45 epileptics of of the part of the brain that the bigger the amygdala in man, they were more likely to be attracted towards women in your brain. I studied this in psychology.
That's
What? That's weird.
Stupid.
Yeah, but it's true. I mean,
that is, every man is attracted. I mean, heterosexual man.
But it's, but if your brain, if this part of your brain is bigger,
you're like, extra
you're
horny.
You're extra horny.
So you're gonna look
for how big your amygdala is.
How big my
Can we look it up?
How do? How can we?
I don't know. I
want to
know how big yours is. Oops. You know what I mean? Not
yeah.
Like that.
We have to walk down the street and say, just look for a guy with a giant head and say, excuse me, sir.
Exactly.
Are you extra horny just, right now?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I got for Sex in the News.
It's good.
That? Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
What's up with the Sex in the News in your life? Anything?
No, nothing. How about you?
Nah.
I mean, just like fun, having fun, trying to figure it all out. Like not wanting to...
commit? Just leaving your options open?
Not really.
Not putting
I'm
it on Facebook?
Not putting my status on Facebook, no. There's always no, not, I don't believe that both people in Facebook, in the Facebook party, both want to post their status. I believe that it's either one or the other is like, it's time for us to post our status. Do you think that they both want to do it? Doesn't it seem like there's
if
always
people
one?
Are like in love with each other in a relationship, then yeah, they want to put it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
why do you think it's
awesome.
One-sided?
I just do. I just think it's one person who's insecure and really needs that to be posted out there.
Mm. No, anyway. I don't agree.
Okay. It's okay. You don't have to agree with me. Okay. Emails. Some of the topics include going topless, ejaculating quickly. We've been getting a lot of emails about ejaculating quickly. I wonder if it has something to do with global warming or something. I don't know why everyone's ejaculating
quickly.
Well,
we talk about ejaculating a lot. We were talking about the distance.
Ejaculation.
How some guy can ejaculate 18 feet. Freaking feet.
I
like,
know.
What is that?
It's amazing. Yeah, I know. Rediscovering the single life and orgasms during foreplay versus orgasms during sex. But for some reason, like, there's trends in emails. A lot of men are ejaculating quickly. And you always say everything in global warming, so I don't know if it has anything to do with that. I just wanted to.
You got a pregame, fellas.
Would you like to describe
I gave
that
you
is?
The combination. You know, have a couple sips of this, a couple sips of that. Maybe make love to yourself before
aww.
You go on a date.
Right. And
treat
helps.
Yourself to a, you know, nice steak dinner before you go out. Do all that. Be kind to yourself.
Aww.
And then maybe it'll last longer in the bedroom.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's see. Let's see what we got to say about that.
And another key, maybe I know through then, never.
What?
If you're going to make love to yourself, never think about the person that you're going to be going out with.
Okay, so during your masturbation session, during your pre-gaming session, don't be masturbating about the chick that you're about to see.
About
I'm like,
to see.
Masturbating. Really? Why?
Because when you actually get to the act, you'll be too excited from the thoughts that you had before. And then you're going to become a one-man.
Who do you think about? The one from...
I'm not saying I do this. It's just tips that I would give.
You should write a book.
the art of pre-gaming.
Exactly. I love it. Okay. Hey, Emily, I want a 3-month Friends with Benefits membership from Facebook. Thank you. I'm loving being FWB. I'm wondering if you've heard of Go Topless movement.
Yes.
Sunday is Go Topless Day. Have you?
I heard it already happened this weekend.
Sunday is Go Topless Day, and there are rallies around the U.S., including San Fran. Derek from St. Paul, Minnesota. It's a Go Topless is a U.S.-based organization that claims that women have the same constitutional right that men have to go bare-chested in public.
Oh, God.
As long as men are allowed to be topless in public, women should have the same constitutional right, or else a man should have to wear something to hide their chests. What do you think about this Go Topless movement? I remember being a young girl and not understanding that why I couldn't go topless, like if my brother could. Like I remember being like 7 or 8 on my bicycle in the summer, and it was really hot, and I was in Michigan. I was like, I'm just taking my top off. And I was like, you can't do that. I remember not understanding that.
I mean, I would love
the
breasts
are sexual.
I would love to see... I would love to see women's breasts. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I just... It's
It'd be
just,
distracting. You can't just all of a sudden have women walking around topless right now.
Yeah. It just can't happen. I was at a concert recently, and we were in this like VIP area. There's a bunch of kids running out. You know, I go VIP all the time.
Totes.
And this girl just decides to take her top off, and this feels that she can just walk around in the VIP, and then suddenly, like, there was thousands of people around just all staring at her like, are you for
she's
real
like,
right now?
She's like in the middle of
It was a nice, warm, sunny day.
Yeah.
Well, and don't get me wrong, she looked good topless, but I just didn't think it was appropriate.
Right.
And I'm not trying to keep women down or anything like that.
I think it's a little late to start this movement.
You guys have a little extra versus the men, you know?
It's true.
And no one finds men with their shirt off attractive, you know?
Sometimes, but that's not what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. I came across your website on iTunes, an iTunes application by coincidence, but you can't imagine how much I love it. I listened to your free show on Friday and then immediately signed in and became a member. I'm sure that I will be listening to your podcasts and videos on a daily basis. Love that. I'm a guy in my late 20s and currently don't have a girlfriend, so I often have sex with escorts on call visits.
What?
Previously, I used to have sex once a month, but in the past couple of weeks, I'm feeling that I need to have it every 2 weeks. I'm not sure if there's something wrong with my health or body. Also, when I have sex, I usually have normal erections, but the problem is that in the first shot, I usually ejaculate quickly, like in 3 minutes. I usually favor the doggy style, so in order to delay the ejaculation, do I need to change the position or do I need to see a doctor? Also, I usually take a Cialis pill when I have sex since it helps me have another shot in an hour. Should I stop these pills or does it matter if I continue using them? I look forward to your answers. Thanks. Hasho from New York, he's a premium member. There's a lot in here.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, Cialis can help men. So, yeah, Cialis is like a Viagra, can help men get an erection right after. So I get that you're taking that. But I was wondering, like, there might be some other things that you could do to, you could pregame, like Mena says. You could also buy a book called the Multi-Orgasmic Man, which is a great book that really helps men with premature ejaculation. It's like, I think it's the best book out there. You could probably buy an audiobook of it. And it helps men with premature ejaculation. It doesn't sound like, yeah. So it sounds like you're cool that you don't have a girlfriend and you're seeing escorts. And I'm wondering what that's about. If that is thwarting if you want a girlfriend, but you keep seeing escorts, I know you're not asking for advice on this and you're just sort of stating it. But I'm just wondering if that's preventing you from finding girlfriends. Because if we're filling it up in another area, you might be less likely to find someone. But I would also work on these issues. I don't think there's anything wrong with you. But also, if you favor the doggy style, in order to delay the ejaculation, you need to switch it. Yeah. So a lot of men ejaculate during doggy style position. So if you know you're going to ejaculate that way, maybe I would have a woman on, you know, have her on top. There are certain positions that do delay ejaculation. So.
Yeah. And then, you know, keep on practicing. Without a lady around, maybe.
Keep
build up your tolerance.
Exactly. Build up your tolerance. I have my orgasm retreat this weekend, by the way.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I'm going to be
touched by
strangers.
Old strange men that you don't even
women
know are
going to
be massaging your vagina in a cabin.
Next Monday, we'll be sitting here and talking about my clitoris and what happened last weekend, which will probably be the most I've talked about it ever, my personal clitoris on the show. I'm just looking forward to it. I just got sort of, and not at all.
I'm not looking forward to it at all, actually.
Okay, Emily, I just discovered your podcast and have a lot of catching up to do. After 15 plus years of monogamy, I found out my wife was unfaithful to our vows.
Whore.
It was like a stake was driven through my heart.
Skank. Sorry.
But I'm getting over it. A stake was driven through his heart. I'm coming around to see the goodness in non-monogamy, even in a committed relationship.
Skank.
Lately, I've enjoyed re-entering the dating world and rediscovering that most women, at least the ones that are fun, in all caps, hang out with, desire sex just as much as guys. And for most, it's not just about sex. When there's a spark, it's a thrill for women to chase, be chased, tease, be teased, and have the attention of a strong man. By the way, I think I'm becoming addicted to your voice. So hot. And you and the white menace have terrific chemistry in there. Are you sure you two have never gotten it on? Ha ha, signed W.
They wish.
You wish, menace. So it was like a stake driven through my heart. Okay. I love
Is
this.
Is he still with that chick?
No, was unfaithfully left her, and he's having fun. And he's
86, that bitch.
I think
bitch.
A lot of times, so if you're with one person for 15 years, imagine like right now you're breaking up. Like a lot has changed
Sounds
in the
like
world.
A nightmare for you, huh?
Women, what, the commitment part?
Yeah. 15
now,
years.
I should already have been married and divorced by now.
True. Then you'd have a steady income. at least.
Right. I would have married a rich man and I'd have a steady income. I feel like I should have done that already, but whatever. It's fine. So I think that it's amazing, like, to be with one person your whole life, and then all of a sudden he's saying, like, I'm realizing how much fun I'm having because he's been having sex with the same person, which is what a lot of people do, but he's out there and discovering most women are fun to hang out with and then women want sex. And I think in the last 15 years, it has changed. It has become more.
Yeah,
women people have just become more
banging. Slutty. It's not even. No. Yeah.
But women have become more sexually confident.
It's not even that hard anymore.
Hard? What's not hard? To bang a chick?
Yeah, when you get older,
it's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier when you're a little. When you're like a teenager, you're like, oh my god, you have to bend over backwards and do so many things.
I know.
And then pray and do, you know, seances and stuff.
I know. And now you just give him some shots of tequila.
Yeah, you're like, hey, here you go.
It's easier.
Yeah.
And you're older, like, successful man. Women just throw themselves at you, right, Menace?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Uh-huh. Hi, Emily.
When I decide to talk to them.
When you decide to talk to them. Why are you so surly? Why do you not want to talk to them? What about that chick that was, like, stalking you on Twitter or whatever?
Which one?
Exactly.
No, apparently she called the radio station over the weekend. I got a text message. I posted it online on Instagram. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I'm White Menace. It's a photo sharing app on your phone. And she called and said she told one of the other DJs that she